Big 98.
Let's go big, y'all.
615, baby. It don't get much bigger.
Come on.
Than the Big 98.
An iHeart Country station.
Guaranteed human.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Everybody, welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We're going to play easy trivia in about 3 minutes. We start every Friday show like this. You want to just hear a few?
Sure. Yeah.
Warm it up. Amy, what country legend threw javelin while attending Oklahoma State University?
Garth Brooks.
Correct. Abby, what country superstar's guitar is named Trigger?
Whoa. Okay, this is a fun fact. Is this fun fact for Abby? I don't know.
Willie Nelson.
It is?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is cool.
Lunchbox, what country star wrote Crazy that became a hit for Patsy Cline?
Willie Nelson.
Correct.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Good job.
Who did poor Dolly write I Will Always Love You for?
Whitney Houston.
No, Porter Wagoner.
Okay.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
I know, everything threw me off there. All right, we gotta get our brains loose. All right, easy trivia coming up in like 3 minutes or so. Glad you guys are here. Let's get started now.
Hey, get your bones on. It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Everybody knows I've got a heart of stone. I might have been, but never broke. Always been better on my own. I've been working hard to make it look like I'm okay. So don't give me away. Yeah, don't let me down. Don't sell me out. Don't blow my cover. Yeah, you're the only one who knows that I still love her. You got a secret to keep. I got a memory to drown. Don't fall apart. Yeah, come on, heart. Don't tell on me now. Don't you tell on me now. You know my back's against the wall. Got nowhere else to hide. I know you're
Show. Another round of easy trivia. The category is Animal Kingdom. Eddie, what do caterpillars turn into?
Butterflies.
Correct. Amy, what animal is known as man's best friend?
A dog.
Correct. Abby, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
I'm here.
Oh, boy. Take a deep breath.
Oh, boy.
Woo. All right. What's that baby cat called?
A kitten.
Correct. Lunchbox, what animal is known for hopping around and carrying a baby in its pouch?
That is definitely a kangaroo.
Good. Now, round one, nobody goes home. Luckily, nobody missed. If you do miss from here out, you'll hear this.
You've been boned.
This season, and Eddie is the champion. He's wearing the tiara. Eddie has 2 points, and nobody else is on the board.
Come on, guys. Let's go.
All right. Abby, you doing good?
Yep. All right. Great.
Famous folklore. Eddie?
Okay.
According to folklore, what do you find at the end of a rainbow?
A pot of gold.
Correct. Amy, what mythical creature is said to have a horn on its forehead?
A unicorn.
Correct. Abby, according to folklore, what creature is said to live under bridges and demand a toll?
A troll?
Correct.
Okay.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
According to folklore, Lunchbox, what food is often used to ward off vampires?
Oh, onions.
Oof.
Close.
You've been boned.
So you kind of knew it. You jumped too early. It is
garlic.
I wouldn't have got that.
Really?
But you said onions, so you knew it was that. You knew it was that ballpark.
Well, right. What I'm saying is you said I jumped too quick, but I wouldn't have got to garlic. I thought the only thing I thought was onion. I was like, oh, that's it.
Okay. Lunchbox is out.
Wow, that was tough.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Artists with cowboy hats. Which country singer is known for hits like Mud on the Tires?
Mud on the Tires. That's Brad Paisley.
Correct. Amy, what country singer is known for songs like Small Town Boy and Where's a Cowboy Hat?
There's just a small town boy like me. Is that the title of it? The riding room, baby. Cruise.
What country
Chevy.
Singer is known for songs like Small Town Boy?
Yeah. Dustin Lynch.
Correct. Nice. Abby, what country singer is known for Sold, the Grundy County Auction Incident, and is famous for his cowboy hat in the 90s?
John Michael Montgomery.
Correct. The next category is outer space. Eddie, what's the only planet in our solar system known to support life?
Earth.
Correct. Amy, what planet is famous for its large rings?
Why are you dancing?
Because I'm channeling my song I sing to myself about Saturn.
Answer?
Saturn.
Correct. Abby, what is the name of Earth's natural satellite?
The moon.
Correct. Abby last again.
Yeah, she's here.
The category is company logos. How many stripes, Eddie, does the Adidas logo have?
Oh.
3 stripes.
Correct. Oof. Amy, what animal appears in the Lacoste logo?
It's a gator, but I hope it's not a crocodile. It's a gator. Is it a crocodile?
What is your answer?
It's a large marine water.
I need 3 seconds.
Lizard thing. Gator.
I'll accept gator or crocodile.
Thank you. Gosh, I didn't know if we had to be specific because who knows?
I just need an answer. I know, but I'm not leading you in any.
But what is the correct? Because if you accept either, it's got to be.
I accept gator or crocodile.
Okay.
Abby, what animal appeared in the old Twitter logo?
That was a bird.
Correct. The category is famous guitar players. What band's guitarist, Eddie, is Benji Madden?
Good Charlotte.
Correct. Amy, what band's guitarist is Slash?
I think it's just, I don't want to answer too quickly, but first thing in my, oh my gosh, it's Guns N' Roses. So I hope it's them.
Is that your answer?
Guns N' Roses.
Correct.
Woo!
Abby, what band's guitarist is Tom DeLonge?
I'll repeat that again.
What band's guitarist is Tom DeLonge?
We're going to go with, I know this is not right because it's too old, AC/DC.
Incorrect.
You've been boned.
That is?
Blink 182.
Correct.
I would not have gotten that.
That's a hard one, Abby.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the category of division.
What's up, Amy?
Eddie, what's you're up? First. 72 divided by 9.
Oh, no, dude. Hold on. 9?
72 divided by 9 is, and you have 15 seconds.
Yep, that is 8.
Is that your answer?
Yes, sir.
That's correct.
Yeah, he has that trick he does with 9s on his
nines
hand.
9s I can do all day.
Amy, 48 divided by 6 equals?
I don't know.
48 divided by 6
equals? I literally cannot think, and this is not hard.
5 seconds.
6 times 7.
What are you saying?
I don't know. What is the question?
What is your answer?
What's the question?
You've been
no! Just give me the question.
No, I told you 3 times, and I said 15
seconds. So what's the answer?
8.
Come on.
Okay, I know. I couldn't think.
Wow.
I don't know what disorder I have, but when sometimes I'm under pressure, it just like nothing works. And I was
that's
like,
called
okay,
choking.
6 times 5.
Yeah. Crumbling. Yeah. Different yeah. names.
Yeah, choke. Universally choking.
Yeah, well, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Wow. Did I beat Amy on a math question?
Yeah.
Yeah, which
let's
is crazy.
Go!
He's now 3 wins and
wow.
nobody else. Is this game getting too easy?
Guys, what is that? Hey!
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just in a slump.
That was crazy, Amy. I thought for sure you were going to at least get that one.
Yeah, 6 times 8 is 48. That's so easy.
Mm, yeah, okay.
Well, I didn't know that. But.
Okay, Eddie is our winner again. That's easy trivia.
Coming up yeah. on the Bobby Bones Show.
I'm sad because one of my friends is leaving. I'll talk about that. Also, a listener messaged us because apparently we busted their husband for being on OnlyFans, we think. We'll talk about that. The dance party is coming up as well. Love the Friday morning dance party. All that just moments away. Also, subscribe on our YouTube channel, at Bobby Bones Show. Hit that up.
Movie Mike's Movie Report.
In theaters this weekend, The End of Oak Street, starring Anne Hathaway. It follows a suburban family whose neighborhood is mysteriously transported to an unknown world where dinosaurs are waiting. Also in theaters, the Green Day comedy Nimrods. It's about a teenage band who travels across the country to play a concert with their heroes Green Day. And I give it 4 out of 5. I'm Movie Mike, and that's your Movie Report.
Check out Movie Mike's Movie Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Instagram teen accounts come with automatic protections that limit who can contact teens, the content they can see, and the time they spend on the app. Learn more about teen accounts and Instagram's ongoing work to protect teens online at Instagram.com/teen accounts.
This summer, DraftKings Sports app is now available in all 50 states. New DraftKings customers, sign in with the code BONES, spend $5, get 150 in rewards within 14 days, includes all markets. That's the code BONES. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Bet with DK Sportsbook.
Bet with DK Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut, call 888-789-7777. Visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois, 21 plus, void in Canada. Event contract trading with DraftKings predictions involves risk of loss. Availability varies. Predictions offer void in New York. Bet to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Trade to get predictions dollars that expire in 1 year. $50 in rewards issued every 7 days via click to claim for 14 days. One non-withdrawable reward redeemable. Nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer.
Genesis Diamonds.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
I didn't want to show up, but our families go way back. So when you said your vows, that's exactly where I sat. Thank God for open bars, cause watching all this ain't easy. And in the middle of y'all's first dance, couldn't help but see you see me. And then a flash, I'm back to sipping Jack with you before you found Mr. Romans. You tipped your glass at me behind his back, and I couldn't help but notice. You're drinking water at your wedding, girl. Ain't no bubbles up in that drink. If I'm a betting man, I'm betting, girl. You're scared to death of what this small town will think. Well, I think them tears ain't happy tears. I think you don't love him at all. I think the two pink lines appear now. You can't have no drinking water at your wedding. Water. and he handed you champagne. And yeah, I saw you pour down that vase. And don't be looking at me like you miss me. Hey, I'm just throwing back whiskey while you're drinking water at your wedding, girl. Ain't no bubbles up in the drink. If I'm a betting man, I'm betting, girl. You're scared to death of what this small town would think. Well, I think them tears ain't happy tears. I think you don't love him at all. I think the two pink lines appear. Now you can't have no alcohol. Daddy's shotgun and your mama's pearls. Drinking water at your wedding. Water at your wedding, girl. That we'll know in time. If I'm a betting man, I'm betting, girl. Your secret's gonna have my eyes. I think them tears ain't happy tears. I think you don't love him at all. I think the two pink lines appear. Now you can't have no alcohol. Daddy's shotgun and your mama's pearls. Drinking water at your wedding. Water at your wedding, girl.
Population. We're still keeping things just the way God made it. There's been some old city folks trying to come in to change it. Wouldn't trade them square 40 fears for 1 inch of pavement. We're still hollering up in them hills. I reckon that we always will. We're still keeping them parking lot half done, circled on up. Still lighting that fire with a diesel filled cup like my daddy done it. The head is thinking this way and living's getting as good as it gets. If you ever thought about never leaving your little town, keeping them roots in the ground, we'll keep holding it down. There's still 35s rolling down the blacktop. Still riding around this little bitty map dot. And you can find us at the corner for a case of them. Cause nothing's changed from the days when we knew nothing but keeping them parking lot half-ton circled on up. Still lighting that fire with a diesel filled cup like my daddy done it. And his daddy did. Still thinking this way and living's getting as good as it gets. If you ever thought about never leaving your little town, keeping them roots in the ground, we'll keep
Big 98. Let's go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
No need to act surprised. I've seen it in your eyes. I feel it.
it when we lie here worlds apart. It's easier to stay, it's easier to say that there's gonna come a day it won't be this hard. Now we don't even fight like we used to. We don't even care enough to cry no more. It's been 100 nights since I knew you. How long we gonna keep looking at that door? If it was meant to be, we'd have been by now. We wouldn't have to keep trying to work things out. Yeah, baby, we're a breeze when the lights go down. It wouldn't be so hard when we ain't in the dark. If we were in the stars, they'd align right up. Yeah, maybe from the start we've been trying too much. I know you wanna think that it's what we found, but if it was meant to be,
guys talking about a website that I had no idea was an adult website, but I knew it sounded family because I've seen it on our credit card statement. I always thought it was just a betting site that my husband used because I see different sports betting sites all the time on our credit cards. Now that I know what it is, I'm torn. We've never had the discussion of whether this type of thing would be allowed. So would you consider this cheating? I wonder if you're talking about OnlyFans.
It's gotta be.
Because we don't, it's not like we do a segment about adult websites, but we've had segments where we've mentioned that.
Is that how it pops up on the credit card?
I don't know. I'm surprised it would pop up as anything that you could track back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like general positivity food service or something.
And I can see how you think OnlyFans could be a sports app because it's a fan, like fans,
oh,
fanatics.
I thought it was a betting site. OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's probably it. And I don't know. I don't know who he's following or what he's doing. But yeah, this is not good.
Mm. Is it cheating? If you've never had the discussion?
I guess cheating is so, there's so many different categories, but it's definitely deception of sorts to where I'd want them off of it.
So you're spending money?
Well, that means they're subscribed.
To subscribe to somebody? That's degenerate. That's degenerate type stuff.
So there's, it's always dirty.
I don't know. I've never been on.
No. Remember you read a story about what there's charity going on?
Animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if he subscribed to that marmot. It was like little
the yellow belly marmot.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
To the marmot fundraising page.
That's got to be it.
What would you say to her, being a woman yourself?
Oh man, this is going to have to be a conversation. It's hard, and it might be something he wants help with too. Oh yeah, I don't want to be on there, and then you get him help.
Can you imagine if he says that, it ain't truthful.
But some people don't. Some people don't have.
I'm glad you caught me.
Yeah. There might be that of like, I haven't wanted to do this. It was a gateway, and now I'm paying for it.
Mm.
Which indirectly, she's paying for it if they have a shared bank account, and that sucks.
You have to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw this on the credit card statement. Are you subscribing to this? Easy as that.
Mm-hmm. Don't lie to me.
Don't do that yet.
Okay,
that comes if maybe you think he's lying to you.
Yeah. And he's like, no, that's for ceiling fans.
But what if he said yellow belly marmots?
It's the yellow belly marmot they were talking about.
Okay, like, show me. Uh-huh. Show me the squirrels.
Mm-hmm. It's a conversation you have to have. You also have to know that it's going to be uncomfortable when you have it.
Mm-hmm.
So get your stretches in before you do it. Don't be, I wouldn't go into it aggressive. I would just try to ask it, call him. Hey, I saw this. Hey, what exactly is this? Let him walk himself into trouble if there's going to be trouble. Don't start with him in trouble.
Don't let him lie to you.
And then do what
either.
Amy, okay, then do what Amy said. Don't lie to me.
Yeah.
There has to be a conversation though. Thank you for the email. Hope you have a good day. Close it out.
Get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new. I'm a pedal to the highway. If you ever wonder why we write these songs, 'cause I'm only one drink away from the devil. I'm only one call away from home. Yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle. I guess I'm just a little right and wrong. These back roads got me. These pills pretend to be my friend. I'm done for the last time. I'm lying to myself again. I always say that I'm on my way back here somehow. I should know by now. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new. Breaking. My papa peel and smoke and make a drink. Talk to God and tell him what I think. At first he's gonna hate me, but eventually he'll say, I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new. I'm just
sad. My friend's moving away. Never thought I'd say that. We'll talk about it next.
The Bobby Bones Show. Come on.
If you need to hire for your business in 2026 and you want an easier way to find qualified candidates, use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's technology immediately finds talented people for your job, and you can invite them to apply. Try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/bones.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now.
If death threw us part, babe, does that include the lust we missed it for love, babe? It died too soon. Now there's a blank slate, deflecting heartbreak, like dust under a rug. You're up and gone and swept away.
Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I made a friend, and I made a friend that I don't work with. It's not Eddie or Mike. And then my friend's moving. It's my only friend that I've had as a friend. I guess Brett, but Brett's an art. It's my only like real life normal friend. And I just got told that the day's moving.
Really?
And I'm sad about it. Yeah.
Okay.
That is sad.
It's my only friend that's not like somebody in my...
At work?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like my only real, my normal person friend. And so we play pickleball about once a week. We've been friends for a long time. Played softball with them. And then randomly we were finished playing pickleball the other day. And he's like, oh, man. It was like you're moving to a new school. He's like...
That's terrible.
He's totally leaving far away?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
He's like, yeah, I'm moving.
Did you ask if you guys are going to stay friends?
I asked if I could write letters.
Can you visit?
Well, you can do anything you want, right?
It's kind of far. But it's like my only human... I hang out with them about every week. It's my only non, like, industry friend that there's never talk about. You know, I don't know. I was pretty sad about that. Because it's hard as an adult to make friends. Like, especially out of nowhere. And, you know, we finished playing pickleball, and he's like, yeah, we're moving in September. I'm like, wait.
Wow, it's coming up.
What?
I bet he had to think about that one for a while, how he's going to break it to you.
Yeah.
Do you think Bobby is his only non-work related friend?
Oh, no.
Because I have other friends. I mean,
I know you have other friends. I said non-work related.
Wait, are you saying that maybe it was harder on Bobby than it is for him?
I don't know.
That's what it feels like, and
Amy,
I don't like it.
Amy.
I really thought I was coming at this with curiosity. If you're getting defensive for that's something for you to look into it. No, I am curious if it's that for him, whereas in his, I don't know his workspace, maybe that's who he hangs out with mostly. So it's refreshing when he also gets to hang out with you.
Maybe. I was pretty bummed though. And I was kind of embarrassed to tell my wife and my friends moving, and I was sad about it because I'm an adult and I shouldn't be sad when my friends move away.
I think
because I'm not 12.
Awesome, you're sad. I know that sounds messed up.
It does.
You're happy that
you're happy
sad?
I'm sad? You like me being sad?
No. But if we read between the lines, it means you formed a relationship with someone outside of any type of work situation.
Accurate.
And that is growth.
Accurate and fair.
Thank you.
Accurate and fair. And so...
Sorry, man.
You're not.
I am. I'm sorry that your only friend is leaving.
You never even met this friend.
It's not true. I have.
Dang it.
Oh, that sucks.
I have met that friend.
Dang it.
Anyway. I haven't met him, but I know who he is.
Yeah. And so he's leaving.
Of course, we know who his only friend is. It's only one of them.
I mean, That's true.
It's not hard to put two and two together.
The only people I see is Eddie, Mike, Brett, and then my other friend. And the only other friend is the only friend that has nothing to do with like any of the space I live in and work in. And then it was just, he's like, I'm moving. I was like, oh. All right, well, cool. But inside, I was like, oh, man.
That sucks.
Because my child is not old enough to have parents who I could even become friends with.
Yeah, but even that, dude, is tough.
You don't like them?
No, it's tough because, like, you're forced to kind of like them.
But I have a chance. But it's like options presented to me.
Correct. Sometimes you hit it off. And it's natural and it's good.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Most of the time it's...
Well, and then sometimes
Sorry. You're just forced to.
And then as the kids grow, sometimes they grow apart.
That's okay. You had a shot. You have to run. So I even lost now a pickleball play. All my pickleball people are leaving.
Eddie, you're back in.
Eddie never played. Matt Overton, who played in the NFL but played pickleball, he moved back to Indianapolis.
He did?
He moved?
Yeah. Our old intern, but he played in the NFL while he interned with us, moved back to Indianapolis.
Yes.
And he
would make copies and like bring us food and stuff.
And then when the season started, he went back to playing the NFL. So he's out. Brett plays paddle now more than pickleball.
Burge is on the road a lot.
George Burge is always gone.
Yeah.
Now what do? I'm auditioning new friends. But this one took a long time for me to call a friend. Like it took a year and a half for me to be like, oh, this is my friend. So if you see me crying over here, that's what's up. Guys.
Bobby Bones. My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? Can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone.
one. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Since I left, I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord, one. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. In comes the two, to the three, to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. At the bottom of a bottle, don't mix me. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar.
Tell me something good.
Yeah. I did not know you could have surgery on a baby before the baby is even born, but that happened and saved a baby's life. We'll talk about that next.
You listening to Bobby Bone.
Instagram teen accounts have automatic protections on by default. Built-in content settings for the content teens can see. Contact limits for who can contact them and time management tools like daily time limits and sleep mode. Teens are automatically placed into teen accounts, and teens under 16 will need a parent's permission to change any of these settings to be less strict. Learn more about teen accounts at instagram.com/teen accounts.
Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a great deal. You can get great deals on the most popular models, including adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's the bold Elantra, loaded with the latest tech. Or go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Late rushing like a hurricane through the house. Might leave the iron plugged in, but I got the surefires ironed out. Can't fit them all in my pocket, but I got a little list of go-tos. And that's Jesus, Jones, Mama, my phone, keys, wallet, and you. Boy, you know screws loose, be up a creek if I ever forget what keeps the ground underneath my two boots. I'd be out of luck, lost if I ever up and lose. Yeah, Jesus, Jones, Mama, my phone, keys, wallet, and you. I reach for them in the morning and night. I
The Bobby Bone Show.
Bobby Bone
the
Show.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
It's a Bobby Bone Show live performance. Jordan Davis singles you up.
He ever singles you up. He's ever stupid enough. I'm gonna be the first one that's calling you, baby. And if he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one that's calling him crazy. Girl, it's just a matter of time until you find it, the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up.
Nice.
Yeah.
To hear the full interview and more live performances,
check out the Bobby Bones Show podcast at bobbybones.com, on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a glue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. I'm a white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now.
Bobby Bones Show.
They're like family. I love them.
The Big 98.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This baby is doing well now, but they worried for a bit because during the 20-week ultrasound, so the baby had not been delivered yet, far from it, it was discovered that Theo had a severe birth defect where his intestines were developing outside of his body. So his parents went to Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, and they basically did this clinical trial surgery. So at 26 weeks, doctors did a surgery on baby inside the mom and closed his abdomen and basically put the organs back in.
It's wild.
So it would grow properly inside the mom. And so then they, you know, they wondered still. She had the baby, all good, 5 months old now, all good. And so it was one of the first times they had done this successfully, like to this level. That's crazy. I wonder how small the tools are.
Oh.
For the little tiny baby?
Uh-huh.
It's got to be super small.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a surgery for someone inside someone.
You haven't?
No.
Oh.
I haven't either.
Oh, y'all haven't?
No, your tone makes us feel stupid. But
sorry.
No, it's okay. We'll take it.
No, this is a fascinating story, especially because it was a clinical trial at the time. But I've heard of them going in to do little things to the baby inside mom. I mean, it's fascinating no matter if you've heard it before or not.
Yeah, we're stupid.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I feel
it was just the tone we were met with more than anything else.
Sometimes
you just feel it, just a thing.
So
big shout out to Texas Children's Hospital in Houston and the doctors there. I saw that on Good Morning America. That's what it's all about. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good. The Friday morning dance party.
Coming up next.
I got two throwbacks we're going to start the dance party with, including a Clay Walker song. We'll also do some Toby Keith and some Aerosmith and some Shenandoah. I'm going to mix it up. It's the Friday morning dance party. It is next.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Come on. Try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise. Every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this home. Church of Christ, where you got baptized, we can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt little neck of the woods. Yeah, girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. We could go to your grandma's every Sunday. You know I love her and her five-star suppers. Take it back to the field we had our first day. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ, we got baptized. We can raise a couple kids up good in the same red.
do anything. Two in the morning, TV's on. I've never felt so far from home. I can hear the lonely howling out my window. The morning light can't come too soon. Lying here now next to you. Wide awake, I dream of you. Sleepless in a hotel. Bedroom ceiling, lying right beside a glass of wine. I wonder if you're tossing, turning, wishing you were kissing.